presented by Amazon.
Hey, good morning, Playbookers. It's Thursday, June 17th. I'm Raghu Manavalan, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. It might truly be infrastructure week here in Washington, D.C. 21 senators now support the framework proposed by Senators Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin, Mitt Romney, and other members of a bipartisan group of senators. Some Democrats were skeptical the GOP would ever be able to deliver the 10 votes necessary to clear the filibuster. That number right now is at 11. The group released its framework Wednesday night. You can check it out on Politico for the specifics. We're told that this is not the precise version of the framework that was presented to the White House, but now the Biden administration faces a big decision that will have consequences for the rest of his agenda. Does he take the deal and hope the rest of his agenda can pass through reconciliation without any sort of guarantee from Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema? Or does he move on and go for one big Democrats-only proposal? Here's some news. We got a bit of a scoop from inside the White House on what they're thinking about the bill. The new bipartisan proposal is being greeted positively at the White House, where it's considered far superior to Senator Shelley Mercapito's proposal, though there is a reluctance to comment definitively on the details without a more careful look. The general view is that the daily coverage of these negotiations has been too quick to call the deal dead when there's a spate of negative news, like from earlier this week, or to overreact when a deal seems suddenly possible after some positive developments. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit subtweeted after that one, but Biden's senior aides still consider a deal possible, though they expect the deal to be declared dead and resurrected many times before this is over. A little more about that bipartisan framework itself. Politico's Burgess Everett obtained a leaked version of it. You can check it out at Politico. The big number, $579 billion in new spending that would go towards transportation, broadband, water and power infrastructure, and more. The bigger reveal was the menu of pay-fors, which had been tightly held. That list includes reducing the IRS pay gap, expanding eligible uses of COVID state and local funds, an infrastructure financing authority to leverage private investment, and other ideas that the Biden administration was told won't make the final deal, like indexing the gas tax to inflation and an annual surcharge on electric vehicles. In the meantime, Politico's Laura Barrone Lopez reports that the White House is trying to calm the fears of progressives who are freaking out behind the scenes that their priorities are getting shelved. Quote, top aides have been privately reassuring anxious Democrats that they are committed to pushing a reconciliation bill that would contain the other big parts of Biden's job and family plans, including money for elder care, early childhood and college education, child care, and those provisions addressing climate change. We have a scoop about internal tension in the House Freedom Caucus. When 21 of Trump's most devoted acolytes in the House voted against a bill to award police for defending the Capitol on January 6th, one conservative firebrand was notably absent, Freedom Caucus founder Jim Jordan. It was the second time in recent days that the Ohio Republican broke with members of the group he created. Jordan had also endorsed Representative Elise Stefanik to be the number three in GOP leadership, even as the group of hardliners balked and supported another candidate. The differences highlight a growing divide in the caucus, which for a long time was considered the most powerful faction on Capitol Hill. Here's what everyone in Washington is up to today, starting with the White House. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the president will receive the president's daily brief. At 3:30 p.m., the president will sign the bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday into law. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will speak. The White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials will brief at 11 a.m. The Senate is in today. The House will meet at 10 a.m. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Roy Blunt will hold a press conference at 12:15 p.m. on Bill S-1, the For the People Act. Fun fact, on this day in 1972, five White House operatives were arrested after being caught attempting to wiretap the DNC headquarters in the Watergate office complex. That's all I've got for you today. For more on what's breaking in DC right now, sign up for the Politico Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by Break Master Cylinder. I'm Raghu Manavalan. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. In the same time, food and beverage costs have increased 18%. Transportation costs up 16%, housing costs up 23%, and medical costs up 32%. In 2018, Amazon introduced a starting wage of at least $15 an hour for all U.S. employees. A new, independent study found that Amazon's wage increase produced a 2.6% increase in the average hourly wage among other employers in the same market. Learn more at aboutamazon.com/15